This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores new techniques for induced pluripotent stem cells, Part 1. And now here's Paige.
This fall, scientists announced two breakthroughs in stem cell research, and I'd like to tell you about one of them. First, a quick review of stem cells. Stem cells are like blank cells in that they haven't differentiated into a specific type of cell, such as fat or blood or skin. Stem cells that can turn into any kind of tissue, including the placenta, are totipotent, or all-powerful. Embryonic stem cells are pluripotent, many-powerful. These can turn into any tissue in the body, but not the placenta. Researchers are interested in pluripotent stem cells for their potential to repair all types of diseased or injured tissue. And embryos are the perfect source of pluripotent stem cells. Perfect, that is, until you realize that the embryo must be destroyed to extract those stem cells. Researchers have found an ethical way to create pluripotent stem cells. In 2007, Dr. Shinya Yamanaka found a way to revert normal adult cells into pluripotent stem cells, essentially turning back the clock. His technique for creating induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, triggered a wave of research. The complex technique involves inserting four genes, called the Yamanaka genes, into the cell using a retrovirus. The technique for iPSCs isn't perfect. The success rate was less than 1%. The cells don't revert at the same rate, leaving the scientist with a mixed batch of cells, and the retrovirus can increase the risk of cancer, and the iPSCs can also form tumors. Now for the breakthrough that solves the efficiency problem. A researcher in Israel found a way to reprogram normal adult cells into pluripotent stem cells with a success rate of almost 100%. In addition to adding the four Yamanaka genes, the researchers turned off another gene, MBD3. This gene tells the cells not to be pluripotent. Dr. Jacob Hanna describes the effect of MBD3. It's like trying to drive a car while stepping on the gas and brakes at the same time. By turning off the MBD3 gene, essentially disconnecting the brakes, they reactivated the cell's pluripotency. The good news is that all cells changed at the same rate. No more mixed batches. This breakthrough in efficiency can open up more areas of research in regenerative medicine. We don't know yet if this method will reduce or eliminate the risk of tumors and cancers. And I have to caution you that unethical researchers might be able to make eggs and sperm out of these cells in order to create embryos. In the meantime, scientists have taken off the brakes in this amazing area of research that doesn't require the destruction of human embryos. Next time, I'll tell you about the other breakthrough. And that's your science lesson for today. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.